This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has said that vaccination plays a key role in prevention of diseases among animals. Addressing the 11th convocation of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute in Bareilly today, the president emphasized the importance of accessible veterinary care in rural areas. President Murmu advocated for the regular organization of animal health fairs. She said these fairs should be conducted in villages to provide timely medical treatment to animals. She underscored the moral responsibility of serving animals, urging veterinary professionals to remain committed to their training and purpose.
पशु कल्याण के लिए नियमित रूप से पशु आरोग्य मेलों का आयोजन होना चाहिए। इन मेलों के तहत गांव-गांव में कैंप लगातार पशुओं की चिकित्सा होने पर पशुओं के साथ-साथ समाज भी स्वस्थ रहेगा.
The president said the Indian Veterinary Research Institute has many achievements in its journey of 135 years. She said the scientists of this institute have played an important role in veterinary research.
पशुओं के प्लेग के नाम से जाने जाने वाली रिंडरफेस्ट महामारी की रोकथाम के लिए वर्ष 1889 में स्थापित इस संस्थान ने 135 वर्ष की अपनी यात्रा में कई महत्वपूर्ण उपलब्धियां हासिल की है. इस संस्थान के वैज्ञानिकों द्वारा किए गए शोध कार्यों का प्रमाण इस संस्थान के नाम दर्ज अनेक पेटेंट्स, डिजाइन्स और कॉपीराइट्स में है.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has embarked on an official visit to Spain, Portugal and Brazil till the 5th of July. During her visit to Spain, the minister will attend the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development, or the FFD4, organized by the United Nations, and deliver a statement. She will also participate and deliver a keynote address at the International Business Forum Leadership Summit in the city of Seville. On the sidelines of the FFD4, the minister will meet senior ministers from Germany, Peru and New Zealand and the president of the European Investment Bank. During her visit to Portugal, the minister is expected to have a bilateral meeting with her counterpart of Portugal. She will also interact with prominent investors and members of the Indian diaspora. During her visit to Brazil, the Union Minister will address the 10th annual meeting of the New Development Bank as India's governor. She will also attend the first BRICS Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting in Rio de Janeiro. The temporary suspension of the Chardham Yatra in Uttarakhand, imposed due to heavy rainfall, has been lifted today. Garhwal Commissioner Vinay Shankar Pandey informed that district magistrates along the Yatra route have been instructed to regulate vehicular movement in their respective areas based on local weather conditions. Meanwhile, continuous rainfall over the past 2 days has led to a noticeable rise in the water levels of major rivers across the state. In the hill regions, more than 100 roads have been blocked due to landslides. The BJP today hit out at RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav for his controversial remarks on the Waqf Amendment Act. Briefing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi said it clearly shows the leader of opposition in Bihar Assembly neither respects parliament nor the judiciary. He said it is deeply unfortunate that just yesterday in Patna, Tejaswi Yadav stood in a public rally and said that parliament's passed law will be thrown into the dustbin. A heat wave is sweeping across Europe, setting new temperature records and triggering health alerts and wildfires. Southern Spain is the hardest hit, with El Granado hitting 46 degrees Celsius, the highest June temperature ever recorded. Red alerts are active in parts of Portugal, Italy and Croatia, while amber warnings span across much of Western and Central Europe. Wimbledon 2025, the third Grand Slam of the tennis calendar, is set to begin today at the All England Club in London and will conclude with the men's singles final on July the 13th. Fresh off his maiden French Open triumph, two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz will be looking to defend his title against world number one Jannik Sinner and record 24-time Grand Slam winner Novak Djokovic. And with that, we end this news bulletin.